The top 10. The French. An introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. Among the glories of French culture, of the abundance of its literary talents. Within its rich historical legacy are authors who take the landscape of life and create very telling stories. This conflict between history and life summons ideas of strength, beauty, brutality, elegance, and all manner of feelings and emotions in these miniature gems.
Le Orla by Gita Maupassant. May the 8th. A perfect day. I spent all the morning lying on the grass of my house where I grew up. From my windows I can see the Seine flowing past my garden on the other side of the road, almost part of my property, the deep, broad river running from Rouen to Havre, thronged with passing boats. It was a gorgeous morning today. About 11 o'clock, a long line of ships passed in front of my garden gate, towed by a tug no bigger than a fly, puffing painfully and spitting out a thick cloud of smoke. Behind two English schooners, whose red ensign fluttered in the breeze, came a splendid...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?